Now, lots of people are going out and about and enjoying the open countryside. And the difference this summer, as opposed to last summer, is that we have greenways to explore, particularly in Tralee, in Fianaith, in North Kerry. We will have a South Kerry greenway before too much longer to enjoy as well. But lots of people anyway are getting out and about in our public spaces and enjoying them. But unfortunately, there always are, and there always is, a minority who do not leave places as they find it and don't respect them and start littering and causing trouble. So what should you do if you come across somebody who is actively littering? Do you just let them away with it, or do you challenge them and say, hold on a second, call out that behaviour? My next guest, or my first guest this morning, is someone who did that, and he's Francis Fitzgibbon, and he's with me in our Tralee studio. Francis, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Not too bad. Tell me what happened. You were in Fianaith.
Yeah, so I live in Fianaith, Jer, and I was basically cycling in the Greenway, as I do a lot, and it's a great resource for the people of Fianaith and the surrounding towns and areas. And I came across a couple of young lads who were having some kind of a picnic on the go, and literally throwing bottles, and they proceeded to throw two empty Pringles cans right on the edge of the Greenway. And I just challenged them and stopped the bike and kind of tried to talk to them a little bit about what they were doing. And I was met with a barrage of expletives and so on and so forth. So I suppose I put up a post on social media last night just saying, you know, regardless of what they say back, it's important to challenge people when you see them littering. And it's not just, you know, the Greenway is generally pretty clean, but in over Fianaith in the last couple of days, it's been very busy out there.
Yeah. What you're going to see, Francis, from right on now, as we head into the bank holiday weekend, you will see lots of people out and about who are responsible, but you'll see the remnants of those who aren't. On greenways, on our beaches, on our roadsides, people who just don't care because the sun is out, they're eating on the go, and they just litter.
Saturday afternoon in Fianaith, I and a friend cleaned up after a group of people who had just literally got up and left a complete mess behind of their food, litter, ice cream packs, water bottles, and half-eaten sandwiches on the main path at the top of the beach in Fianaith. And I didn't challenge them in that case because they were gone before I got to the scene. But a friend and I just picked up the rubbish and put it in the bin. But it baffles me what goes through those people's minds to think, who's going to pick up that rubbish? Who's going to clean up after them? How do they live at home? You know, who's picking up their rubbish after them at home? And it just baffles me.
Yeah, you when you challenge this group, what you were met with, like, mind your own blanking business, basically.
Exactly. And they were kids. That was the frightening part. They were, you know, 12.
I thought this was meant to be the next generation, the green generation.
Well,
no,
clearly not, Jerry. From what I've been seeing over the past couple of days in the fine weather. And again, you know, it's not everyone. But,
yeah, yeah.
And to my mind, and I've seen it firsthand, it seems to be groups of young lads and young girls who are literally just dumping rubbish as they go, taking the wrapper off an ice cream and throwing it on the ground. I mean, I had a group who passed my house last week a couple of days ago, and they had pizza from one of the local establishments, and they just threw the pizza boxes in the hedge. So three or four pizza boxes in the hedge. Big pizza boxes that I had to go out, pick up and take into Higgins Waste. Now, that's not my job, that's not my role, and I'll do it because I want to see the place clean and tidy. But I mean, it poses so many questions for me about what's going on in those kids' heads. Because when we were young, and I know we had a lot of campaigns on telly and about litter bugs and whatnot, but
yeah,
if my parents saw me throw something on the ground, I would get a clatter in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I would be left in no doubt that I was not to do that again or not to litter again under any circumstances.
Yeah, yeah, and that's unfortunate. Maybe not there to an extent. Would you not be worried though, Francis? And you're saying, look, you're kind of saying, look, you need to call this out, all this behaviour out. It's fine to say it, but you're not be worried about someone actually doing it, what's that of a reaction? Like, you didn't get a very nice reaction. You know, other people would be just too afraid to do it.
Yeah, and look, if you're afraid to do it, you're afraid to do it. That's just that. But if you feel comfortable doing it, call it out. If you're in a crowded place, call it out. Because what I think, there's going to be a minority of people over the next couple of days who are going to behave poorly on our beaches. And unless we as a community start calling it out, they're never going to know what they're doing is wrong. So they need to be left in no doubt that what they're actually throwing on the ground is wrong, because all that rubbish will end up in the sea if it's not picked up. And I see it in the sea, because I head out kayaking and you see the bits of plastic floating, which ends up in our ecosystem and the fish, and it ends up back in our food. So I mean, you really need to call these guys out, and if you feel comfortable enough to do it, approach them in a group. You don't have to get violent or anything like that. Just say, look, everyone here is trying to enjoy the beach. Why won't you pick up your rubbish? There's a bin over there. Again, there's an onus on the council as well to make sure the bins are cleaned and clear, because they're not always cleaned and clear. And I think, Jerry, you kind of get the two kinds of litter bugs.
Yeah.
The one who just blatantly throws something on the ground, doesn't care. And then you get the one who kind of stacks stuff neatly next to the bottom of the bin for the gulls and the crows to pick apart. I mean, that's no good either, because, if you leave it by the bottom of the bin, it's going to blow away, and then it's going to be down on the beach in a half an hour. It's no excuse if the bins are full to leave it by the end of the bin. Take your rubbish home. It's your rubbish. You know, you created it. So just take it home.
You say that, you know, some people don't know, but it's not the case that everyone should know. But it is part of your idea that if it's called out, right, you didn't get a great reaction yesterday, but would you hope that that incident will stay with those teenagers, that they'll kind of realise the next time they're, hold on a second, now we were challenged about this before, that it might plant the seed of doubt that might change the behaviour?
Yeah,
a possibility.
I would hope it would, but in this particular case, I know it probably didn't, because the following day I cycled the Greenway again, heading in for some work, and I saw more Pringle boxes, which I assume are from the same group of lads.
Yeah.
So I don't think my
unrepentant
particular challenge in that case was any effective. But you know what? I think it's still important to challenge them, because if you don't challenge them, then the message is the community is okay with them coming and throwing rubbish in an area that the community have done a lot of work in. There was people from community activists out last night painting the benches in Phoenix, giving their time. I know people like Mary O'Brien Brown out in Phoenix went around yesterday with others and picked up rubbish around midday, and by 7 o'clock last night, I've put pictures up on my social media accounts.
Yeah.
There was just as much rubbish around again. So I mean, how often do community activists and people living in Phoenix have to go around and
You could have revolving crews 24 hours a day, and they would always get something.
Yes,
the unfortunate reality.
Exactly. And it's a never ending kind of story of rubbish. The issue needs to be around enforcement against the people who are throwing the rubbish on the ground, and that's the bottom line. You can talk about education all you want, that's a longer term prospect. Education won't pick up the rubbish in the streets of Banna and Fianna and all our beaches in Ballybunion today.
Yeah.
What you need to do today is tackle the people who are out there throwing the rubbish on the ground.
Yeah,
and come down heavy and hard on them.
What we're seeing as well, and look, I don't want to be down on the younger generation, because it is an element of, you know, the minority of them are doing it, but we were talking, and it's being banned for over 18s in cabinet today. This is the issue of vaping. But I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who was walking in a popular wooded walk in Kenmare and came across just endless boxes of and endless kind of cartridges from vaping. That's another element of the environmental disaster that we have at the moment in terms of that side of it. Now, that might be part of, they don't want to carry it to a bin or be seen by their parents doing it, so that might be an element of it, but that's another side of it as well.
And again, I saw a lot of that kind of stuff out in Phoenix last night. It's not necessarily about the type of rubbish, Jerry. It's more about the mindset of the person who feels that it's okay to throw that kind of rubbish on the ground. So they've obviously never had any kind of education around the environmental damage that's doing. Not just that, but the damage it's doing to tourism.
Yeah.
You know, the I've been on holidays lately, and if you are on holidays and if you see rubbish in a city street, you think, God, what kind of town is this? You know, whereas on the flip side, if you see a town that's well kept, lovely plants, you know, you kind of get a sense of community straight away. You kind of get a sense of belonging.
The people here care about this place.
Exactly.
It's a nice place. They're putting effort in, is the message you're getting.
And the people that are doing this and throwing the litter on the ground are undermining the work of community activists, tidy town activists, people who go out every day and every evening painting park benches, planting things, and there are lots of them. I pass through the spa on the way to Phoenix all the time, and there's a great group there. They're always planting the hedgerows and cutting hedgerows and stuff. They're the kind of backbones of communities that these litter bugs are going against and affecting, you know?
Yeah, okay. Just final word on enforcement, you know, is it going to ever work, or is it what you're saying, self-policing by public, but in public, the thing that cracks this finally,
well,
if it could ever be cracked?
We have to try. It's long-term and short-term solutions, carrot and stick. Long-term, you have education, schools and all that. Short-term, you need to tackle the people who are throwing the waste on the ground. We need more bins. We need them cleared regularly. But definitely we need to have consequences for the people who are throwing the rubbish on the ground. And I would say, if you see someone throwing rubbish on the ground, as difficult as it can be, challenge them.
Yeah, a lot of money and time and effort went into developing the greenways. It'd be a pity to have them all littered.
And they're an amazing resource, Jerry. The Phoenix Greenway is one of the most incredible pieces of infrastructure built in this county in the last number of years, and it would be a shame to allow a minority of people destroy exactly what we have and what we've invested in.
Okay, all right, Francis, listen, thanks for telling us your story this morning, and thanks for talking to us. Disappointing to hear that it happened in that way, but what do you make of Francis Fitzgibbon's call this morning? We need to call it out. You need to confront. You might get a volley of abuse thrown back at you, but at least you're making some sort of a statement and letting people know that they're not getting away with it, that you see what they are doing. If you have a view on that, get interested. And are you concerned? Have you seen it already with the fine weather? More people out and about eating al fresco, walking along. Are they dumping things? Or have you seen responsible behaviour of people of any age in terms of clearing up the rubbish that gets out there and contributing to try and keep the place clean? We want to hear your views on that. Lots more on the way on Kerry Today after we take these.